Welcome to the High School Spotlight featuring Mercer County High School. Today's Spotlight is brought to you by Advanced Rehab and Sports Medicine and John Waugh with Country Financial in Aledo.
This is Nikki Lair. Have you ever had an accident with someone who didn't have car insurance? If so, you know how important it is to understand your auto coverage. If you're not sure your car insurance would protect you in this situation, you need to contact me, Country Financial Rep John Waugh's office. I can help you understand your policy so you get the protection that works for you. Call me, Nikki Lair, at 309-582-3455 to chat about your auto insurance needs today.
You only live once, and if you do it right, once is enough.
But the trick is getting your body to last a lifetime. Sometimes your knees decide to quit, your hips throw in a towel, and your back refuses to bend. But you don't want surgery, which is why millions of people turn to physical therapy to feel better. And what better time to let Advanced Rehab and Sports Medicine fix your pain than National Physical Therapy Month? From TMJ to plantar fasciitis, come see us at Advanced Rehab, where we fix pain.
Jim Taylor on WMJ, WMJ.com. We're talking Mercer County High School football today with senior William Fredrickson. Fall sports starting to wind down. We're celebrating senior nights, I know, really over the next couple of weeks. How fast, William Fredrickson, has this season gone for you?
You can normally say that it's, you know, you got next year, or, you know, I got some more time to prepare, but this year has gone by kind of fast. You only have 9 weeks to play, you know, guaranteed, so.
Well, and I know football is one of those sports where normally when you get done playing in high school, now there are exceptions where kids go on to play in college, but not a lot do that. So, you know, once you're done playing football at the high school level, normally you're done playing high school, or you're done playing the sport for good. What about just kind of really enjoying these final moments?
Yeah, I guess all you can do is put more effort in at practice just to get more football in, I guess. I mean, the goal is to go playoffs, get like one more game, two more games at least. But, I mean, can't really do much about it, I guess.
Well, tell us about your senior season, because it started tough for you because, right, a broken bone. So tell us a little bit about that, dealing with that, playing with that, and kind of, I guess, recovering from that.
Well, I mean, season started off very good with a loss, but then we played St. Bede. We were doing pretty good. I was having a good start to the season, but and right before the second half ended, I broke it, tackling the quarterback. And it hasn't affected me too terribly on catching the ball. I mean, I can catch it with the hands, but I use a lot of body now. But tackling's probably the hardest thing, because I just can't wrap up.
So you play with a cast, right?
Yeah.
And I know I was talking to the kid from Rock Ridge, been playing with a cast all this year. What? You know, does it take a couple of weeks to get accustomed to it after you got the injury, or is it pretty normal just getting used to it?
No, first day of practice, I was just like, I can catch a ball, look at this. You know, I just kind of went right at it. But it took about maybe a week and a half for the coaches to be like, yeah, he can actually catch it.
Well, and then another situation where you come into a senior year, there's been a change with, you know, a head coach coming in, so you've got to get accustomed to that. And I think here toward the end of the season, to me, it looks like the Eagles are really trekking in the right direction. Do you kind of feel that things are coming together at the right time? You know, a lot of kids overcoming injuries too.
Yeah, I think a big part of it is injuries. I mean, we still don't have our offensive line 100%. I mean, injuries and stuff, but I think it's also the fact that he's getting more comfortable coaching. And, you know, it's his first year, and I think it's coming around better now.
So how enjoyable is it to play at Pratt Memorial Field and getting to savor some of that, I guess, and it's senior night this Friday?
I like it. I mean, you can just, like, it doesn't matter what's happening. It's just kind of fun listening to, like, the crowd get loud, like, whenever something happens. That's kind of like an enjoyable moment for me.
So tell us about your role then here in 2023. First, offensively play wide receiver. What are your responsibilities or the keys for you?
I guess catch the ball and make a move. I don't know. I'm faster, so I like there's a lot more deeper things thrown to me, but I can run the short ones too.
So do you like you know, the basically fly patterns, or did they say, let's get Fredrickson the ball over the middle of the field? Or it's just like, if you want to throw me the ball, that's cool.
Me personally, it's if you want to throw me the ball, it's cool. I mean, I don't care how many yards, how many touchdowns I have, as long as, I mean, if I can touch the ball one time a game, I'm happy with it.
Throw me the ball, that's cool. That should be an audible. All right, so defensively then, a little bit about kind of you playing the secondary, right? Just your kind of responsibilities there.
Well, it kind of depends on the coverage, but for the most part, I'm just kind of don't let anyone pass me. Sometimes we're man, or sometimes, you know, I play underneath, but, I mean, as long as I don't let anyone pass me, we should be good.
Yeah. So you think about like senior nights when you're a freshman and you're like, well, that's ways away from me. You're a sophomore, long way away. Junior, you're like, yeah, I still got a whole summer off season. I got all this other stuff to worry about. And now, yeah, I mean, is it like that? I mean, what are you reflective that you're the senior now?
Yeah. That's like a big part of, oh, I got next year. Like the time it doesn't go by fast in the moment when you're younger, but like last year I was really thinking, I was like, oh, I probably could have put in a little more work here, or this is my second to last season, I only have one more, and now it's, well, now I better make the most of what I have left, because there's nothing left after this.
And then I was thinking, so senior, were you then a freshman during the COVID year?
Yeah.
So that was the spring football season where that was really weird. Do you gain a little more appreciation knowing that, man, what if I was a senior, mm-hmm. and we had all these question marks surrounding if we're even going to have a season, and then they say, well, we'll let you play six kind of weird games in the spring. Do you appreciate the opportunity a little bit more post-COVID?
Oh, yeah. Even as a freshman, I remember thinking, like, this kind of sucks. I mean, I don't even – or, like, they don't have a full season, you know, I felt bad for them then, and now I definitely feel bad because I'm like, I don't want to have a last game, you know, already. So,
all right. Well, good luck Friday night and the rest of the season. Like I said, I think the Eagles headed in the right direction, and enjoy the rest of the season.
All right. Thank you.
William Fredrickson, a senior for Mercer County, joining us on WRMJ.